I studied flying and the anatomy of birds at great length. I drew a curious machine with flapping wings, moved by human arms, and I christened it the Ornithoptera, wrote Leonardo da Vinci. His writings echo loudly in this venue, which we call the Southern Takeoff Area. It was here that the first hand glider competitors got together in July 1979 for a brand new sport. The Icarus Cup was only into its sixth year when it hosted the second World Championships. And wouldn't you know it, it was the French who took first place in the team standings. Was the site predestined to become an international mecca for hand gliding and then free flight? It would appear so, since it was here that yet another illustrious engineer, Henri Fabre, started experimenting with his first inventions at a very early age. This father of the seaplane used to spend his summers in Limbin, in the family home. In 1898, when he was 16 years old, he was already making small gliders 2 or 3 meters long, inspired by the feats of the German Otto Lilienthal, a pioneer of aeronautics. And the cliffs of Saint-Hilaire-du-Touvet formed an ideal launch pad. In 2010, for the centennial of the first flight of Henri Fabre's seaplane, christened Le Canard, the Duck, Francis Hellman, an expert and a loyal Icarus Carnival participant, had a magnificent replica of it flown. It's in this field, taken over in September by Gyro Gearloose-style inventors, worthy heirs of their ancestors, that the history of flying machines continues to unfold. A new generation of paragliders, for instance, equipped with low-noise, low-consumption electric motors, offering unexplored prospects for navigation.